Time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The mayor of a New Orleans suburb banned the city's Parks and Recreation Department from purchasing Nike products days after the athletic apparel maker released a controversial ad supporting former San Francisco quarterback Colin Kaepernick. The memo by Kenner Mayor Benzon to the Parks and Recreation Director says Nike products cannot be purchased for use at the city's recreation facilities. It also requires the director to approve all athletic purchases by booster clubs using their facilities. This policy has sparked a backlash, with many calling for Kenner's mayor to have the Nike ban rescinded. Kenner is a city of about 67,000 residents in Jefferson Parish and is home to Louis Armstrong New Orleans International Airport. The Texas Education Agency is telling local school districts not to use state money to educate migrant children in detention centers. The guidance came in a letter to districts last Friday. Many nonprofits, like Austin-based Southwest Key, rely on school districts near detention centers to give kids proper language and education services. Austin Public Radio's Claire McInerney explains the laws around this practice.
TEA sent the letter as a reminder of a Texas law that prohibits the use of state funding for these kids. It's a tricky situation, though, because federal law says these children must receive an education while they're in the United States.
The letter from TEA said school districts can still provide services but need to find other ways to pay for it. Well, yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards of Louisiana slammed the Attorney General Jeff Landry for joining a lawsuit aimed at throwing out the federal health care overhaul, including protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions. Edwards, a Democrat, said the lawsuit threatens health coverage for 849,000 people in Louisiana who are estimated to have pre-existing health conditions. During an appearance on Cable News Network yesterday, Landry, a Republican, said that once Obamacare is overturned, it would allow health care insurers to compete by bringing more competition into the market and lower premiums. But when CNN's Erica Hill asked Landry if there was a specific plan to assure health care coverage to Louisiana citizens who have pre-existing health conditions, there was this exchange.
Again, that's what we've always said from the beginning, not this type of universal health care plan, which has done nothing but been a drain both on the state and the federal
coffers. We only have 30 seconds, sir, but just to be clear, there is not an exact plan to ensure that those with pre-existing conditions will continue to be guaranteed coverage in the state of Louisiana. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I would disagree with that. I believe that there are many legislators.
But it sounds to me like there's not a plan. All you're saying is competition is going to figure it out.
I'm not the legislature. I'm the attorney general making sure that we abide by the rule of law.
In February, Republican governors and attorneys general in 20 states filed the lawsuit that argues the Affordable Care Act was rendered unconstitutional after Congress repealed the individual mandate that required most Americans to buy insurance or risk a tax penalty. Landry, a possible challenger to Edwards in the 2019 governor's race, has long opposed former President Barack Obama's health care law as an unconstitutional federal overreach. Weather outlook for the Red River radio listening area. Expect a high temperature of around 77 degrees today. There's a 60% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms for today and 50% on Wednesday, and currently at 68 degrees. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.